From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio as we study the Word of God together. And I just want to say before we get into Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17 again today, how much I appreciate those of you who respond to this ministry. Whether you call and ask for the notes and the outlines of the study, or send us a note, or email us, or just to say we are praying for you. I appreciate that very, very much, and thank you so much for the fact that you partner with us in praying for this ministry. Now, as you know, we don't ask for finances on this radio broadcast. We never have since it's been on the air since 1989. But we do encourage you to pray for this ministry and then give financially to this radio station, because it's because of this radio station's ministry that this particular program comes your way, along with other good programming. And so pray for us here at the Way of Truth. Pray for this radio station and then support this radio station financially as well. Well, this week we are looking at Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17, under the subject, How Shall They Hear? And it's a challenge for those of us who know the Lord to be involved in getting out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because people are in sin, people are lost, people need to be saved, and the only way they know those things is through hearing the Word of God. So let me, if I may, read once again Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17 to lay the foundation for our continual study. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. Now on Monday, we noted what I am calling a clear statement, where it says in verse 13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yesterday, we noted a serious situation in verses 14 and 15a, where it says, How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And the message yesterday ended with the idea that Christians must be ready and willing to go and preach the gospel, and churches must be ready and willing to send preachers of the gospel into the world. Today, let's look at what I am calling a beautiful person. A beautiful person. What do you think of when you think of a beautiful person? Well, I'll just allow you to come up with that answer. But notice, if you would please, verse 15b of Romans 10, when it asks a question and puts it into a statement, as it were. It's interesting the way that it is brought forth here. It asks a question, but it puts it into a statement. Notice what it says. It says, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. The question is, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel? But then it's also making a statement. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Let me ask you a question today. Are your feet beautiful? I've often said that sometimes the ugliest part of a person's body is their feet. You know, you look at a person's foot and sometimes it's bruised and kicked and battered and filled with bunions and sores. And well, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? But think of this. The person who preaches the gospel has beautiful feet, because the intent of that statement is that they are going forth with the gospel. They are going from place to place to preach the gospel, whether it's through tract distribution or knocking on doors or going to some particular area to do the work of evangelism. You see, the soul winner is the one who has beautiful feet, because the soul winner is preaching the gospel of peace and bringing glad tidings of good things to the person that he or she is speaking to. A beautiful person in God's eyes is one who's doing the work of evangelism. You see, the lesson that we learn from this passage of Scripture is that a spiritually beautiful person preaches or proclaims the gospel of peace. It says it right there in verse 15, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Why is the gospel called the gospel of peace? Well, simply because of the fact that when people hear the gospel and receive the gospel, then they are at peace with God. The Bible teaches us in the book of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20 and other passages of Scripture that before we receive Christ as Savior, we are alienated and separated from God, even enemies of God. So we have no peace with God. But when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, we have peace with God. And only by receiving faith, through faith in Jesus Christ, receiving Christ as Savior, only by receiving the message of the gospel will a person have peace with God. And that's why it says here, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Years ago, you used to hear the old timers say, make your peace with God. Well, it's not our responsibility to make our peace with God. Jesus Christ already has made that possible through his work on the cross. It is our responsibility, that is the responsibility of every human being, to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, ask him to save them, and when that happens, they are, through the effect of the gospel, at peace with God. But not only do we see here that a spiritually beautiful person preaches the gospel of peace, but rather, also, a spiritually beautiful person preaches the glad tidings of the gospel. You see it there in verse 15 of Romans 10? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. My, oh my, we live in a day and an age when there are so many bad things going on in the world around us. Would you agree? So many bad things. But there's one really good thing, one really precious thing, and that's the glad tidings of good things that comes out of the gospel. The gospel is good news. And the good things that it talks about is that through faith in Jesus Christ, sins can be forgiven. New life can be received. The reality of escaping hell is a fact. And the joy of looking forward to heaven is something that is genuine. That is good news. And so you see, those who preach the gospel, proclaim the truth of the Word of God, have beautiful feet, as it were, because they are sharing with others that tremendous gospel of peace and the glad tidings of good things. Down through the years, I've had the privilege of knowing many beautiful preachers and missionaries. People that preach the gospel and their feet was, as it were, beautiful. And these folk, many of them, saw a lot of people come to Christ. They were soul winners, and over again, they saw people accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And I could give a litany of names. On the other hand, I have known of people who were led of God to be a missionary and sent to a particular mission field. And there on that mission field, they preached and proclaimed the word of God and saw few people saved. I knew of a lady years ago, I knew the lady actually, who spent her entire life, actually 33 years, of her ministry in China. She never saw one soul come to Christ. But she was there. She was constantly preaching. She proclaimed the gospel. Indeed, her feet were beautiful. When she retired from the field, the next missionary that went into that same area had a great reaping. Souls came to Christ. Why? Because for 33 years, that one particular missionary was casting out the good seed of the gospel, laying the foundation, and eventually many people came to Christ. I want to ask you today, are your feet beautiful? I'm not talking about from the physical perspective, but rather from the spiritual perspective. Are you proclaiming the gospel through what you say, through what you do, that isn't handing out gospel tracts or just seeing that the word of God is taken to somebody? God wants Christians with beautiful feet to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be a soul winner. Because keep in mind, as we studied yesterday, and as Romans 10 verses 14 and 15a tell us, that without somebody preaching the gospel and taking the good news of the gospel, there are many who will never hear. It's up to us to get out the word of God. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. The Lord willing, tomorrow when we gather together, we will look at a sad reality from Romans chapter 10 and verse 16. I trust that you'll join us then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.